Guys, so we continue where we left off next week. If some new people coming in, I would love to do the best I can that everybody will be on the same page. So, remember, we start defining the name of the Sefirot. And you saw me last time, I was fascinated. Why Chokhmah kol Chokhmah? Why Bina kol Bina? And I hope you're going to see it again and again and again. So it's a fascinating thing why the name of the Sefirot are the name that they are. So, we are now in Bina. ומכאן תדע גם את ההגדרה נאמנה של Bina. Why we call it Bina? And Bina means להבין. להבין to understand or intelligent. But look at the surprise. Surprise, surprise. Rav Ashlag said, no, it's come from the word itbonenut, meaning to look into. Not to להבין, to look into, להתבונן. It's a word that usually, if you speak in Israel, להתבונן, they look at you weird. It's the proper Hebrew, but they don't like proper Hebrew in Israel. So once you say that, להתבונן, what do you want? They will look at it. But it's the original Hebrew. Itbonenut. By the way, the way you say meditation in the old Hebrew, itbonenut. Itbonenut. Looking into something. כדי לראות את הנולד. Because when you're doing itbonenut, you see what's going to happen. מכל פרט שבמציאות, everything that's going to happen, whatever it is the Torah, or whatever it is external study. Because we know, it's funny, why they call the Torah, Torah, and the other study, they call it chitzoniyut, funny, the external and the Torah. Because the core of all wisdom coming from the Torah. The external study, like Aristotle's, or all this, they pull the wisdom that comes from the chitzoniyut. From the external part of the Torah. So, it's interesting. My wife is lefty. That's why it's always on the left. Yeah. Left. What can you do? We always have issue, my wife and me. We have a lot of issues, but we have, you know, when we eat soup, always, you know. This week we went to dinner with good people, and I couldn't believe it. The table was small, and we're eating each other. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Lefty, what can we do? We have to live with them. Very good point. Yes. Oh, then it's external. Then everything is external. So the chokmah chitzonit, there is the external and there is the eternal. I tell you more stuff from Rav Ashlag. Rav Ashlag write, why there is anti-Semitism? Why there is hatred? What is actually Jewish? I mean, with the same ear, same nose, look the same. So what is exactly that? So if you go back, whatever we call Jewish today was the Israelite of the old days. The Israelite was what we call the chosen people that was chosen to be the internal part of the nation. So there is internal and external. In the external, it's divided to two. This is Rav Ashlag wisdom. The external divided to two. The one who want to protect the internal, and the one who want to destroy the internal, so the external will be more important. You there? I lose you. Yeah. So, Rav Ashlag write that the reason that Kabbalists are pushing us so much to study Kabbalah, because the Torah also has internal and external. The external part of the Torah is the Halakha, the Gemara, the Talmud. The inner part of the Torah is the Kabbalah. For that reason, we need to make enough people study Kabbalah so that it's called Chassidei Umot HaOlam. There is a name for it. So the nation who want to protect the Israelite will be stronger that the nation want to destroy the Israelite. It's funny, Rav Ashlag, he wrote it before the Second World War. So before the Nazi and all this, he wrote it then. And he said, I'm looking that the Chassidei Umot HaOlam become weaker because not enough Jewish people study Kabbalah and it will bring disaster. So thank God today, I mean, there's more people study Kabbalah all over the world. It's been in, it's an in thing. So everywhere, wherever you go in Jerusalem, there is Kabbalah. Today I had a wonderful phone call with the rabbi who's developing now a school. And he asked me if I can help in all method and develop a school that will teach all the side of the Torah, include Kabbalah. So of course, everybody needs support and we're willing to support. And the idea is, look what happened. It's the external, it's important, but now the internal becomes the most important. Until the internal will not become the main idea, it will be a problem in the world, written in Zohar Naso. If you look at Zohar Naso, in Zohar Naso, they mention why. In our time, we must push more the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So you say internal is more important than external?
Yeah, yeah. Pnimiut.
Torah is not completely that halakha.
Halakha comes from the word in Hebrew, olech, lalechet. Lalechet means walking, or elech, meaning how is that energy walking? How is this energy came about? So what is the halakha? So for example, you have halakha that's called batel b'shishim. Batel b'shishim is halakha. If you have a drop of milk fall by mistake into a dish with meat, it's called batel b'shishim. Batel means cancel in 60. If it's canceled in 60, the food still kasher, even it's a milk. If you put a drop of milk intentionally, not by mistake, the whole food is not kasher, if it's the meat and milk. Interesting, right? Question is, where is the halakha came from? So you have to go to the Rambam taking you back to the Torah and all this and that. But when you want to know the why it's like that, you have to study Dari, you have to study more Kabbalah. You will never know why. They will tell you how the system works and what you need to do, because Kabbalah was stopped teaching to the majority of people, because not to judge anybody, people start to become more stupid. So they didn't know how to do it. When the Ari came, he said people are definitely stupid than they used to be 2,000 years ago. They should study only Kabbalah. It's written, Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote it. Because Kabbalah will be easier than memorizing the halachot. And because Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote a book called Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is the short version of what 2,000 years ago used to be written as a law. So they took all those laws and put it into a short version book. It can come small, it can come big. And they write Shulchan Aruch, what to do, what not to do, what to do, what not to do, what to do, what not to do. That's it. Shalom Aleichem. This is kasher, this is not kasher. This you do, this you don't do. That. You don't need to only, so it's only based on memory. It's not a study. In the old days, you used to refine. You study the Gemara, the Talmud, refine it until you get the halakha. So the halakha is going backward all the way, the refine of discussion from the Talmud, and then that's the law. How they came to that? So major two jobs, one of them the Rambam, Maimonides, one of them Rabbi Yaakov Baal HaTurim. So Baal HaTurim means Tur is column. He created four columns, Rambam took it, so, and then Rabbi Yosef Karo, boom, put it into a book, simple, just to put it in. So that's halakha, but halakha is, it's just, do or don't do. Kabbalah is why is this animal kasher? So it's deep. Right now, all rabbis study Kabbalah. All rabbis in Halle study Kabbalah. I'm so happy. So glad. I had this discussion with the rabbi for Milcha and Arvit. So I mentioned something to him about Ibur from the Ari. I was so happy. So happy. Not only happy. After this, he says something. He said, Eliyahu, you will love it. He says something for the Chida, one of the greatest Kabbalists, you know, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulay from Morocco, Beri Naram Nuchot. So everybody is Roshem. So going back to Bina. So Bina, Arei Nimshach Misfirat Bina, Aval Ken Nikra B'Shem Bina. So it's Bina, we studied it last week, it's coming from Bina to know the Torah and to know the external Chitzoniyut. And Malchut, he jumped to Malchut right away. Malchut, coming from the word of control. What is Malchut? Control. Because Malchut comes from the word Melech. Melech means king. Malka means queen. Malchut means kingdom. So kingdom, king, queen. So it's all about control. What is the king does? Control. Queen, control. Kingdom, control. Yep. Amuchlet bekoach vekfiya, with power and force. Bedugma mura'a shel Malchut. Before I create Malchut. Eventually, I will explain more Sfirot, say Rav Ashlag. Then he raised a question. אין להקשות על הנעל, אם כן הייתה ספירת הבינה, צריכה להיות קודם לחוכמה. If you say that through bina you know the future, then bina should be before חוכמה, not after. שהרי השתוקקות והתבוננות לראות את הנולד. If within bina you have the greatest desire to see the future and to know the future, okay, it should be before חוכמה, before the end result. דיינו ראיית הנולד. Knowing the future, that's, you have a desire to know the future, and then you become a chacham. Chacham means wise. And we studied last week, who is a wise man, wise woman? People who know the future. If you don't know the future, you don't consider wise man by the Torah. Like today, wise man is by IQ. What is it? Bravo. It's only the skill of memory. If you're a good chess player, you have to have two things. Creative mind, but 80% is memory. You remember all the time you ever lost and you memorize it. That's what a good chess player is, by the way. You remember all the move. People think that chess... No, you remember all the move of lost and all the move of win. So he bring a formula that he know what you're going to do because he thought about all the options. But it's a memory skill. Okay? Memory skill. I play one time a master. I had to lose to him 101 times to win one. Because eventually I study how we think. 101 times. I enjoy it so much. Every time I play, I enjoy it. I make fun of him in the first 5 games. He didn't look like a winner. Then I give him top respect. My God, beautiful. So, Chacham Ro'e Tanolad. Do you know what happened tomorrow? Then you're not a wise person. Huh. Yeah. You are Chacham on me. On now, tell me what the stock market will feel like tomorrow. You don't know? You're not a wise person. You know? No. It's very important definition of the Torah about Chacham. Because we define Chacham, somebody who has a memory skill. But we should change it. You say, Chacham, do you know what happened tomorrow? You know? Let's say, sometimes the Ari said, this doctor or this healer is Rofe Chacham. Healer who is wise. What does that mean? We studied it last week. He see all the disease that can happen and all the cure that can happen. That's Chacham. Now, it's also chacham to know that you're not chacham. It's also chacham. If you are a wise person, you also don't, you know that you don't know. That's amazing too. That's a gift by itself. Because you know that you don't know, that's unbelievable. Because now you know that you don't know. So God's going inside of you and help. It's a gift too. To say like that, כן כבר ביארתי לך שסדר הצילות העולמות הוא ההפך מהבנתנו. The reason Bina come after Chokhmah, because the way the universe emanates itself, the way it's spread, it's opposite of the way we understand. What does that mean? Ela amilui shel haratzon, amilui shel haratzon, the fulfillment of the desire is the reason for awakening the desire. So we need to understand the fulfillment of the desire is the reason for the desire. And here, we get usually confused. The fulfillment causes a desire to be created. We have difficult time with that. Difficult time. Why we have difficult time? Because if you want something, then it happened. Here it say, it happened, and that's why you need to want it. All, it's funny, it's my first chapter in my new book that soon gonna come out. I promised you for so long, but it's there, it's getting there. So it's the first chapter that I teach people that is how to think like that. You know, so can you imagine the whole world think like that? That the fulfillment created desire, we're changing the world, it's over. Most world thing you want, that's why it happened. And it's more motivational. Now, according to Baal Shem Tov, and that's the Chiddush, that's it. New thing the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. The Baal Shem Tov said, if you wake up in the morning and you decide to be spiritual, it's because God wants to give you that feeling today and you had to create a desire for it. So it's all, so you cannot even give credit for yourself for waking up in the morning and being spiritual. It's crazy. That's a chidush of the Baal Shem Tov. And because the Baal Shem Tov, how can he humble? It's so easy. Nothing that you're thinking about and you have an awakening, it's yours. You're only thinking about it because the Creator wants to give it to you, So you create desire for it. And then he say, but be careful, the next thing you do is to keep that desire going. You have to desire it nonstop, otherwise that will disappear. Are you clear? It's tremendous. For me, it's tremendous. That's called the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. So the whole idea of understanding spirituality, the fulfillment coming before desire. If you think desire comes before fulfillment, it's considered idol worshiping. And that's how most religious people worship idols. Why? Because they go and pray for God to give them things they don't have. That's not a problem. The problem begins that they believe that because they ask, that's what they have. You get it? So they go there and say, and then the priest or the rabbi, they're all motivated to go on that path. He should be teaching like, everything is here. Please awakening a desire for it. You know? But it's not easy. Not easy thing to do. Yeah, because most society don't think like that. I mean, the only people who think like this is advertising. Advertising giving fulfillment, and then it creates desire in you. They know the technology. So, the universe is opposite from our understanding, says Rav Ashlag. אלא מילוי הרצון הוא הקודם. והשלמות היא הקודמת והגורמת לגילוי הבלתי שלמות. And the completion give birth to the uncomplete. Meaning, the perfection give birth to something not with perfection. So the non-perfection now drawing the perfection. No? Not clear? Before you came to this world, you and your soulmate are one. Split. Now you have to desire it, but it's already there. No? So before you're going into a meeting, the check has been written to you. What they're going to pay you. Now you have to create a desire for it. Expectation is good. Okay, if you talk about expectation. So expectation give birth to desire. Desire give birth to desperation. Okay? So expectation, desire, desperation. Three levels of desire. You have to remember that. I hope I'm going to write it somewhere. Expectation, desire, and desperation. These are three levels of you, of a true desire in business. When I teach business people, I always tell them expectation, desire, and desperation. Until you didn't arrive to desperation, you will never, never, never draw what is already here. That's why appreciation happens after you've been fulfilled. Appreciation is expression of desire to something which is already there. Appreciation is a desire for something which is there. Yes. You can call it gratitude. But unfortunately, the way they teach kids and us, it's from a manners, from guilt point of view. Have gratitude for your parents. Have appreciation for the food. No. Have appreciation and gratitude so that thing you have becoming fulfillment again, and you go again to expectation, desire, and desperation. You renew the deal of the thing you have. People get married. Right? So you see people get married the first year, they fight a lot, but also it's love. It's passion and it's everything. Da, 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 and they fight and don't talk to you, and they talk to you, don't talk to you, talk to you. Then I pray with a lot of married men in the morning and I laugh a lot because I hear the expression. Some people are married 25 years. 25 years, for them it's, how can I get out of it? You know, this is like, you know, it's a funny thing. What happened? What happened? There's no longer desperation, no desire, not even expectation, nothing, nada. They're like, yeah, what are you going to do? Well, you got to drive a truck, they call it. You know, you got to drive the truck. And the women too. When I talk to the women, the same thing. Yeah. And I said to them, you know, you marry. I said, yes, we marry. What do you think? We're supposed to enjoy that? And I love with the answer like that. So what happened? Well, when you lost the appreciation, it can renew what you already have. Because the appreciation is some type of vessel. You know, it's a some type of vessel to keep it. It can have something that you had yesterday with the same vessel of yesterday. You have to recreate vessel every morning. For that reason, a man needs to put tefillin every morning. The tefillin of the man is actually activating that every morning again. Women build differently. Women desire and men desire are very different. When a woman is done, she's done. It's over. But until she gets to done, take a long time. Man is done and he changes his mind. You know, it's like flipping a coin. It's done and it's done. 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 And women can go crazy with that. It's unstable. Man is very unstable. He's out of the house and he's back in the house and he's out of the house. It's a very unstable machine. Now, why? So if you go, you want to understand it, you have to go to the Talmud in Masechet Sota. The Talmud in Masechet Sota asked that question. Why women function differently? Not look different, function. Like if a man has a fight with another man, really bad. If the other man come and lower himself and apologize, this man totally let go. They drink big, they drink and they, no problem. Become friends. Doesn't make sense. When a woman had the fight, it doesn't matter how much she apologizes. It's over. You're not part of my immediate friend. But she apologized. So what? So I never understood that. But Baruch Hashem, I found it in the Gemara, the Talmud. Why? And there is discussion. I thought it's my thought, but I didn't know it was even rabbis were sitting to discuss why. And look at the conclusion they come up with. I would never think about it. Where was the man was created from? From what? Human. Earth. Very good. Where's the woman was created from? So the woman was created from something higher than the ground. A man, you're not going to like it, as much as we think he's egomaniac, he has less ego. Inside of himself, he never thinks he's higher. He always thinks he's like the dirt. He can speak like big shot, but inside, every man inside doesn't think highly of himself, but he will never show it to you. It's not allowed. It's a macho thing. But internally, men have more, don't tell it to men, more insecurity than women. But he wouldn't talk. Women can talk easily about the problem. Men embarrass about it. So the Masechet Sotah, the Gemara said, because they come from the ground, the men, it's easy for them. They say, I'm like dirt. Okay, so whatever. So I'll forgive you, no? Earth. The woman who come more from elevated, she have a hard time to control her ego in that sense. No, don't forgive you. Very interesting. When I read it, and I'm not asking you to agree, I'm just sharing with you something that I was fascinated by that. Fascinated. I grew up with three sisters, so I know when they done, they done. Yeah, I have some mark of their nails, different part of my body. When they done, they done. Oh, no good. Don't get them angry. So it's a very interesting situation. So it makes sense to me. I'm sharing it with you because understanding that from Shalem, from a completion, it's giving birth to something non-complete, what we call Yesh Me'ain, something from nothing. And that nothing has to desire the something. So when you have area in your life when things are not going as well it need to go, that area is to draw the fulfillment that gave birth to the non-completed section of your life. Well, I hope it's clear. כי כן משתלשלות המדרגות ויורדות באינסוף ברוך הוא, בצמצום אחר צמצום, because the step coming from the endless going to many צמצומים, many filter, many contraction, many restriction, many filter is the best word to explain it. So when you have many, many filters, eventually the light that's going through those filters becoming be darker in the end. So if I'm going to put light and I'm going to put few filter, like the 10 sefirot, it'll be a little bit amount of light in the end of the last sefirah. So the fulfillment is always there, but you need to be empty to want it. Okay? To be empty that you want it. So it has to be something not perfect in your life so you can draw that perfect. Okay? Not that perfect. For example, a child, you have a family and one of the kids has issues. That kid who has issues will get more attention from the parents. It's a weird thing. What about the other one? It's kind of interesting, but... And the parents will start loving that kid more. Why? Because you only love something that you give to. You don't love something that you receive from. You love something that you give to. Why? Because every one of us has a creator within us. Because we have a creator within us, we want to create. So we love the thing that we create. You getting it? So you love the people that you give to. You not necessarily will love the people who you receive from. So people you receive from them a lot, eventually you're going to get angry with them, hate them, fight with them. It will be a problem because you receive too much. So you want to be careful. Let's say a wife give way more than the husband give. So eventually, the husband will hate her because she never gave him a chance to become a creator, the opposite way too. If the husband, let's say, iron the clothes, do garbage, wash the dishes, what else, cook, bring money, da-da-da, and the wife going from Hawaii to vacation, da-da-da, eventually the wife will hate him. She has to hate him, has to fight with him. Why? Because it took away from her the ability to create. That's what happened a lot of, it doesn't have to be only rich family, but it happened a lot in a rich family when the wife lose her value as creativity. So, and the husband don't know what to do. I give you ring, I give you everything, I give you occasion, I give you, yes, you give me, but there is one thing you don't give me, independence. And so it happened a lot of rich families suffering from that. Because the husband buy all the good, and then the one mistake those men are doing is not giving the wife to do more. And if they give the wife to do more, she will actually love them more. Because she creating them. Same thing, opposite, like woman and men. You know, this woman was the breadwinner in the house. It was happening in Florida. And she fell in love with that guy. And she asked him just to stay home, do the thing, you know, pay the bill. Even this he didn't do, nothing. So she bring the money, she do everything. Blah, blah, blah. Eventually, he just want her money, but he doesn't want to be with her. Which is interesting, okay? So this is to understand, b'tzimtzum achar tzimtzum ad la'olam hazeh b'kulkal yoter mekulam. He said that this light coming down, filter after filter, till when? In this physical world, a mekulkal. Mekulkal means broken. He called this universe the broken world or the dirtiest world more than any other thing that exists. So our universe called the dirty place. We live in a dirty place, but we want to decorate it better. Nice home, nice car, nice clothes. But we have to remember where we are. We're in a place that the light didn't go all the way down. So more exists, there is less light. Because there's been more vessel. If you have more light, you have no vessel. So there is kriklulim. Okay, let's continue. Now, let's start giving more name. Ha'olam HaRishon, the first universe, or the first world, Sheneetzal, that was emanated after the Tzimtzum. Again, you need to memorize it. Nikra Olam Adam Kadmon. We call that in the language of Kabbalah, they usually put AK in English, or Aleph Kuf. Every time you see AK or Aleph Kuf, it's called Adam Kadmon, primordial man. But this is just a translation into English, which is a bad translation because you think like a caveman. But they try to teach you that we are talking about like the first thing, which is when we talk about Olamot, world or universes, whatever you want to call it, it's parallel to the Sfirot. So Keter is against Olam Adam Kadmon. Okay? Primordial man is the Olam, is from the point of the world, W-O-R-L-D. From the point of the Sfirot, it's Keter. Okay? That's Adam Kadmon. And the code for this is AK in English. If I need to explain it with the board, I will put AK or I'll put Aleph Kuf. Adam Kadmon. Venikra gam ken olam Keter. And we also call it the universe of the Keter. So we can call it Adam Kadmon. Or Keter, of course, refer to what? We will study later. When do you call it Keter? When do you call it Adam Kadmon? The Arba Olamot, the worlds that Mishtal Shelim, that coming down after that. When I say coming down, we don't talk physically coming down. We talk about when things are down, that means they have more desire. Okay? They become more thick, more desire. Whatever comes after that is Atzilut, emanation. Okay? Bria, creation. Yetzirah, formation. And Asiya, the world of action. Okay? Emal bishim al Adam Kadmon ze. So how does it work? You have Adam Kadmon. He's the first universe, the first world. Adam Kadmon. Okay? I don't want to call it primordial man is a translation, but it's terrible. Because then you think caveman. You have to learn to call it Adam Kadmon. Every time we see a new face here, I will call it the English name so everybody will feel comfortable. So when we look at Adam Kadmon, it's covered by Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. So if, remember last week we talked about the onion. So the onion has different ring. And you have Adam Kadmon. And this is surrounded by Atzilut, so the internal is the highest, okay? Again, don't get confused, because when we talk about from the linear point of view and the circular point of view are two different consciousness, okay? It's very important to understand. All right, I'm going to go now read the Ari, if it is the right time to read Ari. Ari, נדבר עניין היו צפירות שנצפו בסוד יהודי עיגולים, זה תוך זה. So we are talking about now the circular. So let's explain the circular in a deeper level. אף על פי שאינה מלדלת מדרגות, דענו דלת הבחינות המדעות, עם כל זה יש בהם יהיו צפירות, משום את הבחינה ג' שנקרא זרם פינון תפארת, יש בה שש ספירות שנקראות חסד. I don't know why רב אשלג does it here. He say, we know, we only talk about four levels, which are חוכמה, בינה, זר, אנפין, מלכות. That's normally what we talk about. Four level of desire. And he said, but don't forget, the תפארת, או זר, אנפין, is six. We already know it. And the six are חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצחות, יסוד. And I will eventually explain to you why. It doesn't go into it. It seems like we're missing something. It's very interesting. But we continue. We trust רב אשלג. צריך שתדע. הדיוק. Sefer Yetzirah. I'm asking you, please, to be more specific, more meduyak, more meticulous. Rav Ashlag is asking us to be more meticulous. And to go to Sefer Yetzirah, to go to the Book of Formation. In the Book of Formation, it's written, Eser velo tesha. That's how the Book of Formation starts. It is 10 dimension, not 9. And it's 10, but not 11. Which is, by the way, a scientific study that they talk about dimension and on a microscopic level. They're going into that and they also prove it right as well. But I'm not going to go into it because I don't have the file in front of me so I can prove the point. But it's something you should read on your own. Okay? שמשמיענו בזה דבר נכבד מאוד. כי כבר נתבר שכל הערות הספירות, מהרויון ואפילו בגלים שהם בהשוואה אחת, אינם מהירים מבחינת דלת של יקרת מלכות. We need to know. That all the light that come down cannot penetrate the Bchina Dalet, cannot penetrate the fourth phase. Why? Because the fourth phase called Malchut cannot receive the light. Why cannot receive the light? We repeat it 1,000 times. Because wherever you have a desire, it creates this affinity after the Tzimtzum from the light. Before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, that desire is not create this affinity. Why? Because of Uveshmo Echad, he and his name are one. Once the Tzimtzum took a place, which means there is no room for the light to come in, then you start to reveal the greatest desire of Malchut, the greatest desire of Bchina Dalet, the greatest desire of the fourth phase, and now it cannot work with each other. Because the endless is all about giving, Malchut is all about receiving, how can they be together? Doesn't work. So only after the Tzimtzum, the Malchut, the Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, revealed itself as a desire, and for that reason, light cannot come in. V'Hashem Sfira, why do we call it Sfira? Where does the word Sfira come from? Sfira. We are using that word, say Ravash, like when we are talking about the light and the vessel together. So when you say Sfira, when Kabbalists use the word Sfira, Sfira, by the way, can come from two words. Either Sfar, Sfar means border in Hebrew, or Sapphire. Sapphire, like the blue, I think, stone, which is shine. That's what Sfira means. So, but in Kabbalah, Sfira means the light that relates to that vessel and the vessel itself. Klomar, Shaor Elyon Mulbash Bekli. Every time the upper light is dressed with a vessel, we call it Sfira. Interesting, right? Rav Asag is investing so much time to explain basic language. It's a basic language. Aval Kli Bli Or, and only Kav Hashem Hazeh. But if we talk only about the vessel point of view, he said when a Kabbalist want to mention just the vessel, they wouldn't call it Sfira. It's a different name. So when the vessel is with light fulfilled, we call it Sfira. Ki Sfira, mashmauta Sfirut, Safiriyut, uvihirut. So he say, the word Sfira, Rav Ashlag said, it doesn't come from the word Sfar, border, it comes from the word of Sapphire, like we explained before, that it's shining. Interesting, right? Sapphire. Look where he's taking us, Rav Ashlag. לפי זה, היה יכול לעלות על הדעת שמלכות איננה ספירה חד ושלום. So you should say, מלכות is not a ספירה. If מלכות don't receive the light, why do you call it ספירת מלכות? That's what Abraham Avinu, Abraham in the book of formation, had the issue with that. And that the book of formation starts like this. There is 10 Sfirot and it's not 9. There is 10 and not 11. Why say not 9? Because if Malchut is not a Sfira, it's 9. Why say 11? Da'at. It turns out Da'at is not a Sfira, it's just a bridge between the upper 3 to the lower 7. Avraham Avinu, first books on Kabbalah. You know how much commentary there is on this book? You know that one of the rabbis there was not respected as a rabbi because he was doing astronomy and science in those days. You can read about him, great name. His name is Rabbi Shabtai Donolo. Donolo, I have no idea where it's from. All those people came from Spain and Italy. All the Kabbalists were Spain and Italy, Spain, all they know. Spain, Italy, Spain, Italy. Spoke Ladino. They didn't speak Hebrew. They spoke a Spanish dialect kind of a thing. Yeah, it's funny. All those rabbis all spoke Spanish. Spanish, Italian, Spanish, Italians. And the book was printing in Amsterdam. So it was Spanish, Italy, Amsterdam. Spanish, Italy, Amsterdam. That was the arena. Nothing else. That was the only arena of Kabbalah. It's weird, huh? Weird, it's shocking. I give you a look, Luria, Rabbi Isaac Luria, he came from Russia, grew up in Egypt, came back there, but there he teach in Ladino too, didn't teach in Hebrew. Very interesting. Rambam used to teach in Arabic, because they used to speak, the Muslim and the Jew used to be very good friends then. It was not a problem. Good friend. The Muslim used to teach the Jew about medicine.
His famous Muslim to Iran, they call it Ibn Maymun.
What?
His famous Muslim really? To Iran, yeah, they call it Ibn Maymun.
They knew that? Really? I can't believe they knew that. Yeah, I didn't know they knew that. So they used to be Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, and then he used to study, he used to travel to Morocco, travel to Egypt. So he's Egyptian. A lot in Egypt. He's buried in Tiberia in Israel. But to understand it was not a problem. It's crazy. Not a problem. They exchange knowledge and information like crazy. Things change. Like the universe is It's a very interesting universe, how things go. But anyway, Malchut, he say Chas v'Shalom. Rav Ashlag is the word Chas v'Shalom. God forbid that you say Malchut is not a Sfira. But there is no light. You said, I only call it a Sfira if there is light. But he say Chas v'Shalom. God forbid you should say it. Liot Ha'or Elyon, Enu Ma'ir B'Kavuah. But there is no light. He argued with himself. I love when he writes. He says, in one way it's a Sfira, but in one way there is no light, and I'm still saying Chas v'Shalom. How do we get out of it? How do we get it? It should be 9. What's Chas v'Shalom? If Avraham Avinu say 10, 10. Avraham. If Yichach Medayek Baal Sefer Yitzirah. He doesn't say Avraham. What he say? The master of the book of formation is very exact about what he write. Now you can never, the way you study Torah, you can never, you're not allowed. If you are a Talmudic study, you're not allowed to say the Mishnah is wrong. The Mishnah cannot say the Torah is wrong. You understand? It's go by generation. Halacha cannot say this is, you, the reason there is a Talmud, it's a bunch of rabbis, 10 rabbis argue with each other, why would the Torah say this, what it say? They never say it's wrong. They just say, my opinion, what the Torah meant here is that. The other opinion, but they never said this is wrong. They just say, what is the meaning? That's what Talmud is fun, but it's for super smart people. You have to be genius, because you have to memorize everything you study and put it together. So he say, Baal Sefer Yitzira. V'omer, but he said, if Avraham was the person who wrote Sefer Yitzira, Eser Sfirot, he said it's 10 Sfirot. Lo Tesha, Chas v'Shalom. He can put Chas v'Shalom. He said not 9, God forbid. Ki ha-Malchut nifchenet gam le-Sfira. He said, based on that book, Malchut is a Sfira. So it's a difficult. What do we do? V'atam, say, I have the reason for you, he said. I have the reason. Who? מחמנת שכל התקשרות האור העליון בעשר הספירות היא בייחוד על ידי האור החוזר. Revelation. He say, how do you get the light to the 10 ספירות? After the צמצום, we talk about. How do you get the light? Because before צמצום, זה לא שייך. Before צמצום, all the ספירות are in the same. ובשמו אחד, meaning all the four level is one level. You don't see it different, because it's all fulfilled. After Tzimtzum, when they get empty, then when they get fulfilled with light, Malchut doesn't get the light. So how you say Malchut is a Sfira? That's a question you have here, right? That's a Kushia. Say, what Malchut has that the other Sfira don't have?
Fire.
What? No, Masach. Masach, the desire prior, and then Masach. Because she has desire, she has Masach. The curtain. Masach is a curtain. What is the curtain does? Or Chozer, returning light. Or Chozer, do you know what Or Chozer? Meaning the light hitting the Masach, and the Masach hit it all the way to Keter. So now, without Malchut, you have no light. Because to have a desire in each Sfira, it not exists. So how the light will stay there? When the light touched the Masach in Malchut, that was created because Malchut has a desire, the light that comes back in Or Chozer has within it a dust of desire. The dust of desire becomes the desire to receive for the light in each sphira. So what causes everything? The curtain. For that reason, when the moon and the sun and winds are fighting, God said to the moon, go make yourself smaller. It's punishment? No. Smaller means you're not receiving, but you are in charge. And for that reason, we see in our generation a lot of women who want to become it. They want to become the thing. And me speaking about it, everybody will hate me, but I got to speak it. A lot of women want to become the it, but it's not their mission in life. Their mission is to be a masach, to become the curtain that everything will be revealed to them. Without them, nothing gets revealed. But when they want to become it, they remove the masach and they receive the light, and all the other 9 spheres don't receive. So they need to reflect, not to receive. And that's why most women don't know their job in Olam Hazeh, in the quote. It doesn't mean women have to disappear. It's not what I'm saying. But you have to find how I'm desire everything and I'm reflecting my husband, my kids, and my surrounding, everything. How do I make my surrounding as stars? My husband to become a star, my children to become a star, everything around me, star. For that reason, they say something called tzniut. What is tzniut in Hebrew? What is tzniut? Most religious Jewish men say tzniut mean what? Cover your body, don't become too sexual. But actually, it's a masach. Nothing to do with sexuality. Tzniut means, if you translate it to the dictionary, modesty. Why they call it modesty? Mean the malchut is to cover itself. It's not about cover your, you know, in Muslim they cover everything. In the Jewish they cover the head and they buy a wig. And I don't know if Christian cover something, I don't know. They don't cover, just cover the body. The nun cover everything. They put it only in the face, like they go and swim with dolphin, right? So not personal things, okay? So I saw it in the movie with the she sing, no, the one who sing, Goldberg, yes. I like that movie, by the way. I think I'm the only man who saw this movie so many times. I saw it so many times. Motivate me. I know this movie motivated me, you know? I really like this movie, I'm sorry, but I know women usually watch it, but I love it. You know? I think she's very good. So the modesty is that the woman have to be like Malchut. How do I reflect? It's not the modesty of don't reveal too much of the body, which is another part, but it's more, am I existent, revealed the person next to me? So when you're going on a date, you have to look, can I make this man a star? Not what this man can do for me. It's all day long what this man can do for me. That's Ratzon Lekabel. Then the Malchut don't have a Masach. Then you cannot do anything. Can I make this person next to me the best I can make? Because if you can't, then you are just dating for what? What is your purpose? He buy you a ring, then you're going back to non-Masach situation. You're going back to what you're going to get. And the man will enjoy it because the man is there unpin. So he loves to do that. The men have ego of giving. Men have ego. If men have so much money, he enjoy giving. For him, it's a macho. Nothing makes men more happy than can give. If a man don't enjoy the give, he's a female. It's not a man. Men ego is to give. That's all one man want. That's it. One desire a man has, to give. If men cannot give, he's ashamed. He's embarrassed. Nothing makes a man more ashamed that he cannot supply things for you. Nothing. So when men feel uncomfortable, you ask for something, it's most probably because they don't have. What if a man is a cheap? Usually cheap men also don't want to have children. They don't want to have children. They don't. Because they don't want to give, they don't want to be mashpia. That's a cheap man is not a man. Cheap man is not a man. It's a female. Talking about female. You are dating a female. Not that female are cheap. Don't understand the wrong way. If you have Me Too campaign or something. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that from a Sefirot point of view, the Malchut has to reflect, as to how do I reveal everything around me? This is a very powerful job that the female, the Malchut, has. And we are now in a time that women have great career, make a lot of money, fame, and all this and that. It's great. But if you meet all the successful women, if they want a date, that's the one thing they're missing in their life. One thing. A man, why? And they ask me, why I don't have? I have everything in my life. This part. I say, are you willing to go a little bit down for you and reveal that part? And it's a project. You have to take the man as a project. You know, so you're not allowed to tell the man don't do that or do that because it bothers you, because then it's for you. You want him not to do or do because it bothers him. Does it make sense? It's complicated, no? Very complicated. Okay? You see the man lazy and it bothers you, he can say it. But if it's lazy, but it bothers his potential, then say it. And find a way to be successfully accepted by him, because then Malchut be mashpia. Then Malchut is being able to push back the light all the way to Ketel. So what is a strong woman? Look at Sarah. Sarah is an example of a woman, if you want to learn from a woman. Nothing can hurt a woman more than there is another woman in the picture. She brought Agar into the picture. Nothing is worse than that for a woman, by the way. if you look at halacha, if you look at that, nothing can hurt a woman more than that. Why? Because woman is malchut. You cannot have another receiver next to me. I'm the only receiver. I'm willing to sacrifice everything, but let me be just a receiver here. Okay? I'm willing to do everything, but don't have another one around. It's wrong. Because the man, I hope you understand, I'm not talking about relationship only. I'm talking about from spiritual point of view, from Zer Anpin. If I see a mashpia, if I see somebody who mashpia, a mashke, a pipe that nourished the garden with beautiful and everything like that, okay? So I want that nourisher to work with me, but I don't want that nourishment to split to two or to four. You understand? So that's the job of the man. For that reason, Rabbi Gershon, it used to be a law that the man, Jewish man, can marry four women. And then this rabbi canceled that. And said only one. And his Ashkenazi rabbi and Sephardic Jew respect his opinion. Besides the Yemen. The Yemen disagree with him. So the Yemen is the only culture in Judaism that still marry more than one wife. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. It's the only culture. And everybody go against him because of that. But the idea, and they go by Jacob. But everybody tell them you have to be a man like Jacob to be able to do that. You know. So men like Jacob need four women to reveal them. King Solomon need 1,000 women to reveal them. You have to understand where it's come from. It's not come from sexuality or more this and that. Okay? Chinese, by the way, have a tradition like that. I don't know if Luis are listening. But Chinese people, sometimes, traditionally, the men either marry or get a young woman when he gets older. The wife actually chooses the next woman. Because she keeps him like this long time alive. And then the money goes to her. It's a very weird thing. If you read about the culture, it's like, very interesting. I think I'm Chinese. Jian, no? I tell you a joke after that. Like, you know, put it in the camera. So anyway, so Malchut, now reflect back. So you are reflect back. So you are revealing everything. For that reason, you are Sfira. It's a al ideah or chozer. שהמלכות מעלה בכוח הבשח שבא ממטה למעלה, כן, עד רבה, היא הספירה הנכבדה ביותר בעשר הספירות. Now, who is the most respectful ספירה? עשר רבה, שלא, מלכות. Because without מלכות, nothing is happening. Now, it's totally changed everything. It's in the bottom of the food chain. It's not allowed to receive any light, but without me, none of the nine getting anything. So if I'm not reflecting, everybody die. And one time, I was teaching a lady from Wall Street. So I didn't know what Wall Street meant until I went to the office. And it was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life, my entire life. So amount of people who are under pressure. I never saw pressure like that. I thought I knew pressure until I went to that floor. And at 4 o'clock, it died. When the market closed, die. And everybody, it's, the tension is so strong, and he died. And everybody then go have fun, drink, that, New York, and then the morning again. So she was dating the nicest human being on this planet, a professor who speaks in Columbia University. And she liked him. And I remember she called me and said, I need to meet with you. It's urgent. So yes, so what's going on? Say, Liao, you know me, right? So yeah, I know, you know, I'm a hype. So I'm walking to the room, 5 men already die. This guy's a nice guy. What am I gonna do with him, Elia? What am I supposed to do? She said, I'm an elephant. He's the China, he's the vessel. And I step on it, it's not, you know me. I said, what if we change it to Malchut? She used to study with me that in private, woman, one-on-one. She loved that study. I said to her, what if you think like Masach, that how can I make that one professor into the star? So he's joking with me. I said, no, different time. Different time. I know before that it's all about how they look, the sexy, the this, the that, the money. Receive. No, reflect. And I remember after 3 dates, she came back and said, Elio, this is heavy duty thing. I never did it. I said, well, it's time. They get married, they have children. Beautiful story. And she always told me, you changed the way I was thinking. She's successful. She's that. It's money. It's good looking. It's, you know, there is list of what you want. None of that list was, how can I make his life better? It wasn't on the list. It was, well, if he earned me, I will be with him. That's why she grew up. Brooklyn, hardcore. You know what? Know what you want. Make a lot of money. So it was so beautiful to watch how she changed him. Change him. He was dead. Out there, balloon hanging around, you know, balloon with helium, you know, fly. Who am I? Then teach him how to dress, which was the first thing he said, yeah, I gotta do that part first. You know, teach him how to dress, burn everything and start from scratch. It was very funny. She's very funny, actually. I miss her. So the idea is Malchut has to reflect all the way to Keter, the light. For that reason, Malchut is Sfira. Ki zulata lo haya mitkasher haor b'tesh ha-sfirot. Without Malchut, the light will never touch the other nine Sfirot. Kamvuar sham. Menechsham yishu zeh, kmo sheta kula or. So for that reason, when Malchut reflect all the light to the nine Sfirot, Rav Ashlag telling us, Malchut is all light. All light. Malchut is the light. From Or Chozer, Malchut become like the endless light of Or Chozer. Malchut become the Keter of Or Chozer. Malchut become now the crown of Or Chozer, of returning light, because she is the cause of Or Chozer. But only if she think it from the point of reflecting. Ve'aven, and please understand that, say Rav Ashlag, ve'idbaer od b'mkomo, and I promise to develop it later even more. Any question? Let's open discussion. We have about 3 minutes. If you have a question, I put my glasses on. It's great to understand Malchut now. Why it's called Sfira, you know? Now we understand why it's called Sfira. We can relate it to women. What is a woman? How many men that you revealed? How many men become the best of what they can become in your life? That's it. Because men cannot reveal themselves. It's their unpin.
It doesn't just have to be your husband.
No, any man. Any man you meet. Any man. Any man that you help to become something. So let's say a woman is a teacher and she teaches 10 men. You take the rabbi of Chabad, the famous one, the one who died a long time ago. I don't think he had children. So what about him? His children was his student. He revealed the whole organization that do a lot of great things in the world. Okay? Some people don't agree with them, but they do good things. You know? So he didn't have children when his revelation came, because for a man to reveal himself, he needs to have a child. For a woman to reveal herself, she needs to raise the thing around her to make it. It's not about her to make it. True woman don't want to make it. True woman want to be behind the scene. She doesn't need to make it. You understand? But if the arena is not making it, she has to go ahead and take the sleeve off and start doing the work, like in the time of Shoftim, the time of the judges. If you read, it was a time in the judges that the Jewish tribe went to the lowest level of spirituality. It was the worst time ever. Worst time ever. It was no Navi, no prophet, no nothing at that time. So it was one woman that she had ego. Her only tikkun she had is ego. And I'm not allowed to say it, but I just read it. I'm not judging Chas v'Shalom. Her name is Dvorah Neviah, Dvorah the prophet. And she was the one who was doing Brit Milah. She did circumcision for the Jewish people. But the only tikkun she had, Seidari, was Gava. She had ego. And for that reason, a bee, somebody reincarnated in a bee, Dvorah mean bee. Devorah, okay, like Debbie, Devorah, Deb, is the name for the bee that created the honey, okay, bee. So, person who have ego, say they reincarnate in a bee. It's interesting, right? And the way you say talking too much, Dibra, Dibra, Devorah min B, etok. So that's what etok. Very interesting, right? But when a person has a lot of ego and he tried to go to the community and be above everybody, then they reincarnate in the queen bee. You get exactly what you're wishing to get. So if you want to be special, God make you special. Not human being, but yeah. Be there. Don't do anything. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, we did well today. We did well.